You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.
He brings the passion.
For what? I want to know now. I'm mentally invested. Don't tell me to pray and you don't say what for.
He brings the perspective.
Yeah, I think they both have a great point.
Get off me, text line.
He's truly one of a kind.
That is wow.
Oh, my God.
And he's doing a great job.
Okay. I need you to man up and say what you really want to say.
Simon, you're doing a great job.
They are Steiny and Guru.
Yeah.
On 95.7 The Game.
Oh, man. What a fun start to the day.
It's going down, man.
We got a crowd here at 95.7 The Game. Just watch the morning roast and listen to it.
The tone has
been set.
Bunch
of people in the lobby.
Hey.
Now get him out.
One of those bunch of peoples.
Get him out.
My good friend Rick Bradford. Remember I told you about
him. I have no idea who that is.
Mark Carrier's brother, the DB for the Bears, went to USC. I was bragging on him to you and Nahegan. I see him. I ain't seen him in a minute.
Hey, see you later.
Dude, the tone has been set. They said it. That was like a live show.
Yeah, I know. And now it's our show.
Right.
Let me say it one more time in case they can't get him out.
We got Jersey
Ken. I'm kidding. Thanks for coming
Evan
in,
Evan checking
everybody.
In from Vegas before we get out of here. Evan.
Who is?
Evan. Your producer?
Why?
Our producer. See, that's...
Why? You're not going to tell
Let
you.
Let us know what the action and
Every
atmosphere is like in Vegas, baby.
Every once in a while, I come in on a Friday, and it's just a little, you just feel it. It's a little different, and I'm just telling you, it's going to be one of those days.
Yeah, no, we will not sing like we did for the Warriors-Kings game six where I got blew out.
Hey,
Don't stop.
I don't know what's going to happen today.
Well, you better bring it.
What if I don't? He's like, oh, Steiny, what if the Chiefs beat the Niners?
I'll carry you. I'll carry
what
you like
I, don't bring
I do
it?
Daily. I'll
okay,
carry
I don't
you
bring
like
it.
I do daily. I'll carry you.
You know what? I can't bring it less than the boss.
He's
not here.
But don't. Why are you saying
biggest
his business?
Day of the year? No, he's not here.
I would hate you as a boss.
I don't
like,
care.
You are the problem.
I'd make so much money for the company. You'd have to turn a blind eye.
Hey, they're waiting.
Who is
the company?
About what?
Make them some paper.
Gosh.
Yeah.
I do that in my sleep for this place.
What you got, baby?
I'm on one today.
Yeah, I could tell.
Actually, I'm not.
Dude, it's a big game.
You know, do you ever feel like you're a walking jinx? You specifically.
Yeah, I have felt like a mush. Yeah.
And I was going to let it go.
I have.
I was going to let it go.
Okay, where are you
but
going?
But you know what? The timing was so impeccable. Just hanging here. Connect! Dalton, connect in your face.
You
ready for me to take a victory lap?
No, you're
right.
Front
I'm going to take a victory lap
dude,
right around
20 straight.
The oval
though.
Of you. He had 35
yeah,
and 20 straight.
35, 20 straight.
Just say it, Steiny. You know basketball.
You left him alone.
Steiny,
you left him for dead.
You know the game.
I called you
it's
out for not bringing him up.
It's unbelievable.
I just, Nikin, I knew he was going to front run.
I don't know what
front
it was.
Front run Friday.
I don't know what it was. December, early
led
December.
By Steinmetz.
I'm like, you know what, Steiny? Let's go back to your roots. Hey, I'm talking. Hey, Steiny, you know, let's go back to your roots and why don't you watch some basketball and pick out a guy that you think's a great player. I watched about 4 minutes of a Tennessee game. I said, this guy Connect's going to be really good. I've never heard of him. I don't know who he is. Who is he? Steiny, he'll be 29, 28. Anyway, 35 last night.
You just want to talk basketball, don't you?
Shut up. What's up, buddy?
Well, yeah, you got it. You're in a good mood. At Steinmetz Sports on Twitter, you're back.
No.
Yeah, Ken, I gave Ken
I want
the
that
info.
To grow organically. It's already up to 33.
Get
three
him in
months.
The thousand. I bet you'll be at 1,500. At Steinmetz Sports. That's a nice handle, too. Back in the game. Paul D out there. I'm ready to go, man.
Yeah.
And they got the
Slap
Super Bowl.
Me for what I'm doing.
Yeah. Plastered everywhere, and it's just it's hard to forget just how close the Niners were to having
well, not with you
that
bringing
Lombardi
it up
trophy.
Every 6 minutes,
but that's what makes this sizzle. Sunday's gonna be big.
Yeah, well, I got a couple things for you today. Where do you want to start?
Dude, you never. I've been with you an hour and a half. That you, I had like nine answers, but where do I want to start?
Yeah. How about this?
Wow.
Stop saying the Chiefs own the 49ers. How about that? Let's start right there.
Well, under Mahomes, they do. All right, let's start there. Game
on. You know how many guys, you know how many players on the Niners have lost two Super Bowls?
Give it to me.
Six of 22 starters. You see what I'm saying, Goo?
But see, that's where you just ignore the fans. This is about the fans. This is about the people that packed the place this morning.
I asked the fans questions yesterday, but you said that was a bad topic.
The number's infinity. The thing, they've been around. They lived it. So when I don't, you got me with the six, with the players, but you know, they're being professional. The fans are the ones that got the emotion invested in this thing. You do not want Sunday to come and go, and Kansas City with, Steiner, can I call it their pedestrian offense? It's different. They're doing different things. They got some injuries. Who doesn't? But you do not want to let them leave the Bay 6-0 and you 3-4 to fix the rest of your season, which can still be fixed because the math is there.
Do you realize?
Come on, man.
You realize how? You realize that the Chiefs are worse in the red zone than the 49ers?
But see, I feel. Oh, like, go ahead.
No,
I feel
that's
like
it.
That's understandable. They're missing Rice. They're missing Pacheco. They got Mahomes. But, Stoudy, they're winning those games that they're bad in the red zone. That's what good and great teams do. That's what champions do. Win when you're not playing your best. So when you give me those numbers, it doesn't penetrate because the fact of the matter is they're still finding a way to win. When we watched, and you've discussed ad nauseum, they got the ball against the Rams. They got the ball against the Vikings, and we couldn't do nothing with it, or they couldn't do anything with it.
If the Niners were 5-0 and had the same red zone problems, you'd be saying the red zone problem's going to catch up with them.
You don't know me. You don't know me.
I know you like the back of my hand.
Man, you think you do.
Please.
The problems, when you're winning it, that's the best deodorant. Cologne.
Yeah, but it doesn't mean the problems don't exist.
Well, yeah, but you're getting the best of them. They're not costing you.
49ers are better in the red zone than the Chiefs.
Okay. Who's got a better record? Who's got a better record?
Doesn't matter.
To
I'm
you?
Just talking red zone.
Huh?
So.
You ain't going to get me off early. It's just not.
Stu in Richmond, get in here and get in my guy's face.
Stu.
What's up, Stu? How you doing, buddy?
First of all, Steiny, thank you. First time caller, long time listener.
Oh, thank you.
I first met you at Elkhart, Ohio. You were covering high school sports.
Yeah,
I remember you used to write. You was in a back page writing about high school. Anyway, I remember you talking about Dalton Kinnick. The conversation was, why don't we trade all our picks in Wiggins? There's nobody worth it in the draft. All right, and you said, well, this guy Kinnick. And then I look, dude, I got your back.
Oh, Dad, I love you, baby. Day,
I've never heard Steiny say, I'm on one, bro, back off. And he's on your helmet like an old school, football helmet with a fist. So, good. I ain't never heard him get on you like this. Please, just let him go.
Yeah.
And Steiny right.
I got you, man. You know that. Yeah, he knows the gist of the show. He knows. Hey, I got
Stu,
you, baby.
If you're not going to come,
Stu knows you're
be on
my
side.
Stu knows you're a poodle in real life.
Please.
Yeah, go ahead with your bit.
Please.
I'm here for you, baby. I saw my man Rick Bradford out there. Damn, life. That's really my good friend. I didn't expect to see him. Saw him.
We'll have a fun show today. Can't exhort.
It's got to be better than these 10 minutes.
Well, if you'd add something.
Oh, boy. Dude, I'm going to get that to you.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I'm a guru. I'm not going to do it. Let's stay friends for at least 2/3 of the show.
It's Friday.
All right, 1/3.
All right.
Where's my sheet? We're out of time. All right. 888-957-9570 is the number. Let's go. Chiefs in town Sunday, 125. We're getting you ready for the game. What do the Niners have to do to win it? No, there's no gimmicky questions here. Let's talk about the game. What are the 49ers' strengths? What are they going to have to exploit to win this game? Mm. What are you worried about with the Chiefs? What scares you about them, if anything? Go ahead and give me a prediction. I'll write them down. And we'll see how y'all did on Monday. We can do that, too. We can do anything. You know why? Because the boss is sick. 888-957-9570. Don't miss a kickoff show this Sunday with Evan Giddings and Lorenzo Neal. That starts 3 hours before kickoff, which would be 10:25, 3 hours before kickoff. You can join us in person, too, at the Hilton Santa Clara. 10 a.m., delicious food, great drinks, best pregame show in the Bay. Those are facts. Presented by Habas Law. You've been wronged. Habas Law will fight to make it right. Call 1-800-INJURED or visit HabasLaw.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.
Who you are, bud. I've forgotten who I am.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
More like, you know who I am.
Yeah, game time!
No, it's not. It's Friday. Game's on Sunday. Don't do this.
The game just started, man. The Rose had a fire show, man. Yeah. Breakfast, Baldy, Ponte Shasky, my boy Bradford. Let's go, Steiny! What's your key to the game? Seriously, man. If you call out one niner like we did a couple weeks ago, mine's Bosa.
Again? You can't think anybody else?
No, they got a tackle situation. Their tackles.
Oh, well, is it kinda, I'm sorry.
Yeah, Kansas City.
Now, why don't you just say it?
They can be had, and I think Bosa can eat
their left tackle.
Fact.
Say it.
But I'm just
They're missing their Trent Williams.
I'll never make a correlation between the actual game and fantasy football. But remember when Mahomes was a one-man gang and he's putting up 40, 35 points every other Sunday? Stoney, the Chiefs' offense is different now. They're not just throwing it all, chucking it over all across the yard. And that's why he's not getting those points in fantasy. But the bottom line is they throw, and we're going to play some Cosell sound, who joined Willard and Dibbs. And by the way, Dibbs with a bounce back.
Oh, really?
Oh, Cosell said, great question. He had him stumped, Steiny. He asked him a question. Greg was speechless. So we'll get into that. But I'm just looking at what they have on the O-line. And if you watch the Chiefs as they compiled a 5-0 record, Steiny, if Bosa's in that zone along with Floyd and the others, I mean, he can eat and kind of wreck this game. So it's on him. I'm not calling him out, but he's coming off his best game of the season, Steiny. 14 pressures.
No sacks.
Yeah, but still, 14 pressures. Man, if he can do that to Mahomes, I think that component goes a long way to a Niner victory.
All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. Super Bowl was more than 8 months ago. Mm. We've been thinking about this game ever since the schedule came out. And it's very simple, 49er fans. What do you got to do to beat the Chiefs on Sunday? What do you think your key to the game is? Mm. And how are you taking in this game? Is it biggest game of the year? Or will there be a bigger game next week? But how do you put the Chiefs game into context? 888-957-9570. What are you looking for most on Sunday when you sit down to watch what's going to be, so far, probably the most watched game in the NFL? Tom Brady going to be here to call the game. Kevin Burkhart. So, be a lot of fun at Levi Stadium. No doubt about it. Ricky Pearsall looks like he may play.
Man, can you imagine?
To some degree. Sure, I can imagine. It's trending in that direction. And maybe we'll see him return at punts. Who knows?
Wow. But just imagine, before you interrupted me, I was saying the fact that the roar of the crowd when he steps on the field, if you would have let me finish, that's what I was talking about. So sure, I could imagine that wasn't on the playbook. The fact that he could possibly in this game, Steiny, get introduced and go out there, if it's return to punt or just a play, can go a long way emotional standpoint.
Yeah, I think it'll be indistinguishable, the cheer for Pearsall versus everybody else. No.
Yep.
I think Purdy will get a loud ovation.
Yep. You wouldn't understand.
Purdy will get a louder ovation. Always does. Quarterback always gets the big cheers. And the girls.
Right, he's single.
That's the way it is.
Well, he's got a girl.
John Lynch said recently, earlier this morning, trending in the right direction, according to John Lynch. So this game is a 1:25 kickoff. Do you know where you're watching it yet?
Yeah, man, I told you. The lab. I'll be in the lab, Stoney. This is a great one. And I'll say this, because we've been talking about it all week. Give me this. Meet me halfway. Emotionally, they all are the same, right? They're one game. But, Stoney, what if I told you a loss Sunday, from an emotional standpoint, the Niners don't have that again on their schedule? Yeah, you got Dallas coming in. You own them. You should win. They're a mess. You know what I mean? This is the team that beat your ass in front of the world. They've done it twice, but just last February to exact revenge this Sunday to go 4-3. I don't know what other avenue you would want to go down to get your season back on track than beat Kansas City.
Well, the one thing that's obviously going to be coming up down the road is whether you beat the Kansas City Chiefs or not, the schedule gets a lot harder. You got the Cowboys after that, you got the bye, and then, boy, we got what? The Bills are going to be coming up. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers are going to be coming up. The Lions are going to be coming up. The Packers are going to be coming up. So the reality of the situation is, yeah, it's a big game. It's a Super Bowl rematch. But the other thing that we talked a little bit about yesterday, we get more into it today. You lose on Sunday, drop to 3-4 with the schedule that you have coming up.
Facts.
Maybe you're not that good of a football team. Maybe that's what is at stake on Sunday if the 49ers lose, because they get beat by the Chiefs on Sunday, then all of a sudden the following week against the Cowboys is going to be make or break, essentially.
And you've yet to win two in a row.
And the Cowboys will be coming off a bye, too, by the way.
Yeah, speaking of which, Donnie, that's the one thing about this matchup that bothers me. Andy Reid, what was it, 21-27-4 off a bye? That bothers me. Kansas City will come in here fresh, so we'll see what that means Sunday at kickoff. But this team is looking for consistency. They've lost two in a row, yet to win two in a row. And if you could do it after beating Seattle on Thursday night, Stoney, I don't know what better way to say, you know what, we're back, or we got momentum, let's go. And you get ready for that Dallas showdown after this game.
888-957-9570 is the number. What do the Niners have to do on Sunday to beat the Kansas City Chiefs? What's the biggest thing in your mind? Let's go to Scott. Scott's going to get us started in Hayward.
Scotty.
What's up, Scott? How you doing, man?
Morning, gentlemen. Good show. I think you're overrating the Cowboys a little. They're a freaking mess. They look terrible against Detroit. So I'm not that worried about next week. I mean, you got to worry about every game, but the Niners are coming off a little mini bye here. They should be nice and rested against KC. KC's not the same offense they've been. The key to the game, I think, is don't get cute. If you're up 10 points, run the damn ball. If I see them up 10 points and they go 3-and-out on 3 passes, I'm going to throw a brick through my television.
So yeah.
Shanahan, keeping it level, keeping it real, and keeping his foot on the gas, run the damn ball, control the clock, keep Mahomes off the field. That's number one. Number two, I'm glad Pearsall is coming back, because I think it sounds like Jennings might not be in the game. He's been missing practice. He's kind of banged up, so I think we need all the firepower we get. But on that note, I think you got to stop alternating between Ayuk and Debo. I think you need to get Ayuk and Debo equally involved in this game. I think you got to mix in Garendo. I think you got to run the ball as much as you can and rotate your running backs. But, yeah, pedal to the metal. Go Niners.
Thanks for the call, Scott.
Yeah, and speaking of run the ball, Snoddy, we still don't know what role – J.P. Mason, if any, will have Sunday. So we might get a good look at Guerrero. So that's a big deal. And speaking of which, Donnie, the Chiefs, I was listening to Cosell with Willard and Dibbs again. It was spectacular. They run a lot of man press coverage. And I know they lost Snead, but they still got McDuffie. So it's like imperative that these Niner receivers, and that's a big blow if Jennings is not in there, but Debo, Ayuk, Pearsall, Jennings, if he plays, they got to do something in the passing game. And we've been talking about, oh, Brock's been holding the ball. I'm telling you, I don't know if you got the sound. Can you play the sound yesterday? Greg Cosell, Donnie, talking about the Niner receivers against man coverage. These were his thoughts.
When you look at the Niners receivers between Juwan Jennings and Debo and Brandon Ayuk, who is the best man beater of the trio?
That's a great question. That's a tough one. I mean,
you're paying one receiver.
That's it?
Yeah. You're paying one receiver $30 million. You better know. But I'm starting to hone in on that aspect of this team. Like, is that why we've been seeing Brock hold the ball? That can't be the case Sunday against Spagnuolo and McDuffie-led secondary and Chris Jones on the line causing havoc. And, Stoney, if that is true, I love Brock Purdy because he hasn't thrown anybody under the bus, but it would explain a whole lot. If I'm trusting you to get open in your not, Stoney, I'm going to hold on to it. So I can't wait to watch that play out. If Kansas City, again, no Snead, he's not with them, but McDuffie is patrolling. Who will he line up on? Will he follow somebody? Will he just guard Ayuk the whole game? I don't know, but I really mean this, man. One of my favorite movies of all time is Gladiator. Russell Crowe, right? And he's in that big Coliseum Gladiators. And Stoney, the roar of the crowd when he's up there and he's talking to him, I feel like that will happen once Pearsall, if he is able to even just step on the field. Imagine catching a big first down or a touchdown. Now, it's baby steps, but that place would go ham.
And I don't even know what number he's wearing.
What you mean?
49er fans don't even know what number he is.
Well, stop. It's right here.
Yeah, you know, I got to believe that. Yeah, you're probably right.
Number 14, Stoney.
Thank you. Yeah, I mean, it'll be. I think it's a kind of reaction we'll get for Ricky Pearsall.
No, it's just
like
emotion. That's what I'm looking for.
Emotion,
right?
Forget Clay Thompson coming back to the Bay. Ricky Pearsall is going to make a fair catch.
No, that was incredible.
Hey, yeah. Mike's in Santa Rosa. Wants to talk about the Niners defense. What's up, Mike?
Yeah, man. Hey, man. Thanks for having me, guys. First thing, you guys, as broadcasters in the Bay Area, you're the most professional, I think, in all the country.
Oh, wow.
That'd be said.
I don't know about professional.
I'm freaking angry.
Go ahead, baby. Get it out.
I'm angry. I'm angry, man.
Oh, what are you angry about?
People. We got to put somebody to sleep. Mm-hmm. We got to be rally loud about it. We got to hit somebody. Got to hit somebody in the mouth now. It ain't going to be pretty around my place on Sunday, I'll tell you that.
Wow. He says he wants some nastiness.
Yeah.
He wants somebody knocked out. Put somebody on their ass.
Can't say
Shark
that.
Week, eat. That's my ball, D. I'll give myself a 3. But, Stoney, I keep bringing up the Klay Thompson thing was special. This is their
what
version of it.
Yet?
When he came back against Cleveland on that Sunday night game at home.
Oh, you mean from injury?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Yeah, so I was just talking about emotion.
Memory dunk.
Something you wouldn't know about emotion. Dude, you better change your tune, man. I don't like this time. I don't know. You know what I mean. You're being an ass. No, seriously, you are. It's a radio ass, but neither. Listen, you've yet to tell me why the Niners are going to win the game. Because you've been confident and people been talking
to
me. That
changed my mind.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, I got him losing. After James Daly called in yesterday.
Oh, man. The vacation bet.
No,
yeah,
now
that's what he said, and I told Carter Chickering, too.
I have two competing forces. One is the game means more to the Niners in my mind, so they have an advantage, but the fact that the Chiefs are coming off a bye week gives them an advantage. So,
but what if you press because the game means more and you're the Niners and you're trying to do too much? That can go two ways. I feel like the Chiefs are coming in here with house money. We can, they'll never say it. We can afford one. But I just feel like Andy Reid / Mahomes, Chris Jones, and McDuffie, Stani, there's a reason they're 5-0. Good teams win when they're not playing their best. Five times, five games this year, the Chiefs have found a way to win. Niners haven't.
Greg Cosell was on with the afternoon show yesterday with Willard and Dibbs, and he was asked about, you know, does he think there'll be a difference between maybe this year's game and last year's Super Bowl?
Coaches tend to coach against coaches. That's the way the league works. The most important people on the side of a ball are the offensive coordinator and the defensive coordinator. And obviously there's certain players that always have to be accounted for, but these are two, like, let's say you're looking at Kyle Shanahan and his offense versus Spags and his defense. You pretty much know what you're going to get. Now, are there tweaks? Are there little adjustments? Yes. But there's not going to be dramatic changes in how these two coaches coach against each other. So, you know, that's kind of the way it works in the league. You don't win games because you do things that are gimmicky, or you totally change how you go about the way you play. I mean, this is a tough match. You could argue it's a tough matchup on both sides.
All right, that was Greg Cosell talking about the matchup, and obviously the Kansas City Chiefs and the San Francisco 49ers know each other a little bit after last year's Super Bowl, and we'll see if the game resembles the game from last year. I guess you'd have to call it a fairly low-scoring game, 25-22 in overtime, 19-19 at the end of regulation. What do you think in terms of points on the board, Goo, this week?
Well, it's what the guys in the morning were talking about, Stani. I know you said the Chiefs are worse than the Niners in the red zone, but at the end of the day, they need to exercise, they being the Niners, their demons in the red zone. I believe, what, they're 28th last I looked. So if they have the opportunity, they got to cash out. They got to make it happen. And about what Cosell said, I'm more confident in Andy Reid's offense versus Nick Sorensen's defense. We could talk about that right there. Like, that scares me for this game. And Spags has got the best of Kyle in the past, and this last pass being the Super Bowl. So that right there, Andy Reid's offense with Mahomes versus Nick Sorensen's defense, which we've seen a couple Sundays, Donnie, they haven't been on their P's and Q's. Like, how is that going to play out?
888-957-9570. What are your thoughts on Sunday's game, 49er fans? You think it'll be high scoring, low scoring? You think it'll look similar to last year's Super Bowl? You think it'll be a little bit different? Patrick Mahomes coming into Levi Stadium, and they're undefeated. How do you give the Kansas City Chiefs their first loss of the year? What's the key to the game? What do the 49ers have to do? 888-957-9570. Let's go to Brandon in Orinda. What's up, Brandon? How you doing, man?
We're doing great. Thank you very much. Hey, sure. I think one of the keys is, you know, Mahomes is susceptible to getting picked off. He's already thrown six this year. I think the difference in this game is going to be points off the turnover. If the Niners don't score, if they're lucky enough to get one of these picks, they're going to be in trouble. So make the most of Mahomes' gifts, and I think the Niners will walk away with the W.
Yeah, Mahomes, six touchdowns, six picks. And man, in terms of percentage this year, the Chiefs are 29th. 29th in the red zone. Worse than the San Francisco 49ers, but they're sitting at 5-0.
Yeah.
And that's what making situational plays does for a football team.
And let's not underestimate Green and Mustafa, who both had interceptions, youngsters in the secondary against Seattle. I mean, could you imagine them following up that game, Stani, by picking off Mahomes or just being stout to where you just make the day difficult for Kelce and company?
888-957-9570 is the number, 510 on the Xfinity Mobile text line, Comcast Business text line. Niners, 2 weeks in a row, playing a team coming off a bye. Yeah. Them's the breaks, unfortunately.
Yeah, but they beat the breaks off Seattle, so.
Let's go to Greg Cosell on, let's see, what do I want to hear? Oh, how about Purdy He talks about the matchup between Purdy and the Kansas City defense led by Steve Spagnuolo.
Yeah, well, we just talked a little bit about how Spags loves to use his DBs, and you have to be aware of that. And I think one reason why Purdy is good against the blitz is because he is really good both pre-snap and post-snap at recognizing what's going on. One of the things that has so stood out in his career and that you didn't really see in college because the college game is not like that is his ability to recognize disguise and late coverage rotation. He recognizes it intuitively, and he knows exactly where to go with the ball. So normally, and he's done this a little more the last couple of weeks, and I'm very curious in this game, normally you don't see Brock Purdy get stuck in the pocket, but the last couple of weeks he has, and I would have to be in his head to know the answer to that, and that's why we've seen him run a little more and scramble a little more the last couple of weeks instead of delivering the football. This is a game to me where he's going to have to hit that back foot and deliver the football. Now, that doesn't mean they won't be any plays in which he moves, but I don't think that can be the way in which he plays.
What do you think about that, Goo?
Yeah, it's kind of what we talked about, Stoney. Why is he holding on to the ball a little longer? You know, and again, if it's because of Debo and Jennings and Ayuk not getting open, I mean, that's going to be put to the test. Because let's put the right on the table early, brought to you by ATCO. The damn Seattle Seahawks are not the Kansas City Chiefs. And as great as Mahomes and Andy Reid and all the allure that the Kansas City Chiefs, rightfully so, offense gets, their defense is top five in the NFL, led by McDuffie and Chris Jones. Donnie, so I mean, good God, what a test for this offense as a whole, for the receivers to eat, move the chains, and we don't even know if it's going to be Garrido or J.P. Mason running the ball, but that's why I'm fascinated to be in the lab at 125 to see, Stoney, how this plays out, man.
888-957-9570 is the number. Where you at, Niner fans? What are you thinking this weekend? Chiefs in town. And you know what's starting to hit me a little bit is, yeah, it's a Super Bowl rematch. Yeah, the Chiefs are in. They're 5-0. And yeah, you would love to get some small measure of revenge for not beating this team in a little while. But you know what scares me more than anything else?
I'll give it to him.
Going 3-4.
No,
man. Being 3-4 after 7 weeks.
Man.
3-4. And that to me would be a bigger issue than just losing to the Chiefs. Losing to the Chiefs is one thing, and then you start thinking about, wait a minute, we're 7 weeks into the year and we're 3-4. And our schedule has not been difficult.
Man.
I think you go in and you get beat by the Chiefs on Sunday, then the 49ers are going to have to ask themselves some real serious questions, not just about whether they can get over on the Chiefs, but whether they really have what it takes to come out of the NFC this year. 888-957-9570 is the number. What do you guys think? How do you get over on the Chiefs on Sunday? 888-957-9570. Let's go to Cole in Pleasant Hill. What's up, Cole? How you doing, man?
I am doing well. Happy Friday, guys.
Yes, sir.
Thanks for taking my call. I think, I got to say, the best offense is a good defense. And something that I feel like has just been looming since the Super Bowl is we seem to have no issue getting a lead and having a lead early, even getting double digits. Never have I felt comfortable since then holding that lead. And we've got to stay locked in on these guys. No penalties, no bad mistakes, the punt returns and all that. I mean, I get fearful even when we got a kickoff going on. Catch the ball, make your marks, do what you need to do. This shouldn't be as big of a game as it may seem. We just got to stay out of our own way. So let that defense ride. Thanks for taking my call. Have a great day, guys.
Absolutely. Yeah. Thank you, Cole. You sound like somebody who's quite worried, and maybe you can get Guru's address. You guys could watch the game together. It seems like you guys are both little worry warts.
Hey, real quick, let's play a little 3-on-3. I wrote this down.
I got a game for you on the other side, but I'm
Mahomes,
sorry.
Mahomes, Kelce, Chris Jones.
Yeah.
Or Brock Bosa and
Mahomes,
Kittle.
Mahomes, Kelce, Chris Jones.
Is there anybody that would take Brock Bosa and Kittle?
What if it were Brock Bosa and McCaffrey?
That changes.
I think I still got it. It does. It actually doesn't.
Well, those three are going to have to ball out if the Niners are going to win Sunday. That was my whole point.
Yeah, to me, If you put it that way, quarterback,
tight end,
D-lineman,
it's like games.
I would never take anybody but those three. Mm. They're Super Bowl champs.
Wow.
Three out of the last four years. So I got to take them for sure. 888-957-9570 is the number. Kickoff 125, Levi Stadium, 49ers, Chiefs. And, you know, that's the other thing. It would be almost better, obviously, if the Niners were coming into this game 4-1 or 5-1. That's what, to me, makes it a little bit different of a game, is because the 49ers actually have more at stake here than just
the Chiefs
avenging a Super Bowl loss. They need this game to stay on top of the division.
Yeah.
And will that be the difference?
And remain from going under 500. That's what's nasty.
888-957-9570 is the number. We're getting excited. We're getting you ready. Oh, by the way, you see, Dalton Kincaid had 35 yesterday, including 20 straight points.
I watched every bit
in the L.A. Lakers game.
It was a good night of sports last night.
Oh, you didn't watch the football game?
I got multiple TVs in the lab, so I was watching all of it.
So you watched two baseball games, a football game, and an exhibition basketball game?
Yes, sir.
You liar.
I'm serious.
Hey, you lie.
And I added a new screen.
Did you?
I used my iPhone. So that's another one. So I got five.
What was the fifth one?
WNBA. Why are they laughing? I didn't like that.
I'm not laughing.
No, thank you.
I'm not laughing. That segment brought to you by Safeway.
El lanzamiento viene al plato. ¡Batazo! ¡Feliz Navidad! ¡Feliz Navidad! ¡Con Casino! ¡Acaba de empatar el encuentro la Navidad en octubre! ¡Qué bárbaro! ¡Qué monstruo!
¡Se puso la Navidad y no ha nevado todavía!
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
That's what I need in my life, yeah. Play it again, Feliz Navidad.
Feel free to play it again or not.
They earn their check with their energy.
You must explain it all. I know bits and parts.
Feliz Navidad! Feliz Navidad!
That's living.
Okay, so that was in the bottom of the ninth when the Guardians were facing a 3-1 deficit or 3-0 deficit to the Yankees. That was Joe Hensky Noel, a.k.a. Big Christmas,
okay,
who hit a two-run game-tying homer against Weaver, who they called the Dream Weaver.
A bomb, not a homer.
Yeah, it was an absolute shot. And then they went on to extras and won off David Fry two-run homer to go in the series 2-1. So, yeah, pretty electric.
That energy, Steiny, injected in my veins.
I don't know why I can't stand when people are having that much fun.
Because negative.
Finish the thought. Hey, so.
Wasn't a thought.
Dreamweaver, do they play Dreamweaver, Gary Wright's Dreamweaver, when Weaver comes out of the pen?
Yeah, I'm not sure if they do, but they should.
Dreamweaver. I can feel you can make me through the night. Something
not,
like that?
Not quite that.
That's pretty good.
That's an F.
Yeah, I know it's pretty good, but is it what they play?
I'm not sure. I'll have to fact check that, but we'll find
horrible.
Out.
Hey, Goo?
Yeah.
Don't do that.
You irritate me.
Good.
See, that was your goal. I knew it. I knew it.
I had me pushing you over the edge at 12:10, so the early hit. 888-957-9570 is the number.
And we got a guest at 11:30, Emmanuel Acho Steiny from the facility on Fox Sports 1.
He's
a friend of this program.
Well, he's a friend.
He says I joined San Francisco radio, meaning us. What's going on?
Well,
oh boy.
So I got in this morning and, Ken, It was about 8:30, 8:45, okay. And I'm working on the show. And Ken said, so yeah, we got Acho at 11:30.
Acho!
And I didn't share this with him, but what I thought internally was, well, how did that come about? I hadn't been told.
Evan told your ass in front of me yesterday when we played the sound of Acho saying it's a must win. So don't play that game.
Don't be disrespectful.
Yeah, I'm serious, Donnie. You skate on thin ice,
hey.
Boy. Don't have me come out my house.
Oh, don't come out
it's
what?
It's Friday.
Come out what?
It's Friday.
Oh, you want to come
Survey
out?
Survey says, put it on the board. That's my Steve Harvey. But seriously, no, Evan told us.
Was that before he left? Was it during the show?
Yeah, no, he came in during the break. And he said, Acho, we played the sound.
Did we know yesterday we were getting Acho today?
Yes.
Oh, boy. What? I'm a day late and a dollar short.
I'll set up the appointments, Donnie. You need to talk to someone. Seriously. Hey, how about you play the Acho sound now?
About it's not on the board.
Survey fair. Hey, but remember he said this. He was emphatic about what this game means to the 49ers.
I see Shanahan. I see Florio, Schlereth, Patrick Peterson, Spagnuolo, Baldy.
It's under A.
Purdy. Yeah, we don't have it. We don't have it. 888-957-9570 is the number. If you want to be part of the content for this show, feel free to call and talk sports with
us. Keys to the game.
Oh,
boy.
Yes. This is not football related. But you know what? There's a lot of phrases that you take credit for that you never came up with.
See that?
But I just lay out compliments coming.
Oh.
You know, so you didn't do, you butchered exact extract revenge. What was the one from the 50s? A nothing burger. That's not yours either.
Let's see. Wow.
The one I'm going to give you, though.
I can't win.
I will definitely, Guru made this one up, and it's a good one. Take a playoff.
Oh, man. Who gets that award?
He gets it about 39 times a year. Draymond Green.
Oh, right.
You are this week's take a playoff, please.
It's always a fun.
Oh my gosh.
And somebody on Twitter came at me like, he has a point. And I responded, it's not that. It's why now?
So Draymond's sitting down to do an interview
with Karen Burke.
Hey, Clay left, and then, good, it was probably off of the better. And, Clay left, and Draymond goes, well, I almost left. I almost left, too.
For a fresh start.
I almost left a year ago for a fresh start. No, I almost left, too. We're talking about Clay.
Yeah,
and
right.
You know, but I almost left.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
And that's how it ran. I love Draymond, but come on. Just because you can say so. It's not about you. That's the one thing I've learned, Stoney.
Hey, Stoney,
it's not about
really
you always.
I really like your partner, Guru. He's good. He's funny. He's fun. What about me?
Yeah.
But what about me? But I'm funny.
And where were you really going? You wasn't leaving.
Exactly.
Right.
Love you, Dre.
We do, too.
Hugh in Castro Valley.
Hugh.
Oh.
Hey. I wanted to talk about, you were talking about how the Niners can win.
Yeah,
I was in a box store. I was in a box store the other day. I see a couple, and they're both wearing Yak t-shirts. And they've got a list of names, and 49ers, Yak, yards after catch. This year, 49ers are 30th in yards after catch per play. And that's what they need to work on. You know who's number one? Kansas City.
Oh, boy.
And if they want to win the game, they need to work on their yak. They need to stop trying to throw long passes. They need to get back to what the basics, throwing to Kittle, throwing it to Debo, get those guys who can get the ball in space and gain yards.
Yeah, I love it.
Thanks, Hugh. It's fun. It's interesting you brought that up because Ken came up with the to me before the show, and he showed me that stat, and it's kind of alarming. If you look at yards after the catch, and it's presented in a graph form,
I'm with you.
And you look at where the 49ers are, I think they were actually 32nd on this chart.
But
they're not even that close to 31st.
So who was, real quick, that's alarming because you invested and paid. It's not all Ayuk's fault.
If
you want to say it's a slow start, but Steiny, What's happened? You look at Debo, even with the carries, 2.7 a pop, like the lowest of his career. Who is that on? And what did Baldy say a couple weeks ago? The Niners just collectively, Stoney, looked slow. But if you're telling me the Chiefs have happy hour with, in regard to the yak being served and the Niners are 32nd or somewhere close to that, I would love to know what is going on. Are they not good against these receivers, the collective, man and press coverage?
Hey,
No, that will tell it. It will rear its head Sunday.
I got something different to talk about real quick. I don't know why stuff goes through my head like it does. And I won't be able to really explain this totally clearly, but I'm walking to BART yesterday, and I'm just thinking about the Bay and nicknames and this, that, and the other. And I'm walking down the street in San Francisco, and I'm like, the city. Yeah, this is the city.
Gotcha.
Like, that's, to me,
Warriors got jerseys
to my way
with
of
the
that
city thing, on it.
That's official. When you say, yeah, I was in the city, San Francisco, that counts.
Slam dunk.
That's official. Oakland, town. That's official. Town.
Union City.
Well,
the Un.
Take a playoff, please.
I will.
San Jose doesn't have one, do they? Why doesn't San Jose have something? No, I don't think people from San Jose. No, they don't like
that.
Where
you guys at? San Ho.
No.
Where you going? San Ho.
Well, it's not official, clearly. But why doesn't San Jose have one of those?
See,
they don't.
I'm going to take a playoff, yes.
Yeah, thank you. Take a few off, actually.
San Ho is it.
Yeah, it's not.
People are calling him back.
You're trolling now.
I'm not. San Ho.
So, let me run a few of these by you.
Oh, man.
And I'm listening to you, but I'm also watching Ken and Spadoni, whether they nod yes or no on this. So
I got more street cred than them.
You don't. Is this the Yoon? Is that official? Do we know that's Union City, or do you think that's just a quote-unquote guruism? The Yoon. Spadoni's got a thumbs up like
that's
official.
My man. That's, and Ken's up there, I don't know. My man.
Okay.
It's because of
what
Nance.
About, is this a real one? The Stack.
Hell,
just Spice answer one? Without G-Net? A judgment.
Yes.
Okay. Spadoni's got his thumbs up. It's
the
official.
The Stack is real.
I thought you were going to take plays off.
I'm back.
Okay. What about 24, 25, 6, 7, 2, 4, 2, 5, 6, 7. Okay, that's my, I had to unlock my phone. Is this real? This is not one. The Dro for San Leandro. Come on, is that real?
I like it, but I feel like it's growing, but I can look you in the face, Donnie, and say, you know what, right now, I wouldn't give it a pat. I wouldn't say thumbs up.
Okay?
Possibly.
The Meta for Alameda. No chance.
Shout out Ray Rado and Lorenzo Neal. I've never called it that.
You know what it is? It's the island. That's official for Alameda. The island. What about the game? Burlingame.
No, only game is here.
I think the game could be an official one for Burlingame. How do you feel about that, Burlingame?
Yeah.
Hey, end of the game.
Give me one more because I feel like you're leaving one
more.
Big out.
Yeah, I told you. I got to do something first. Hold on. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, always live on the free Odyssey app, Twitch and YouTube powered by First NorCal Credit Union. Okay, people are saying that they call San Jose the tank?
Is that Rick Hill?
888-957-9570 if you think you know. Here's the other one. Like, okay, now we're going to branch out a little bit. There's no chance they like Sack in Sacramento.
Oh, that's it.
I don't think they can.
Sack, where you at, Sack?
Ken?
So, it's funny you mentioned that. I'm actually I'm not wearing it right now, but it's behind me. I got a hoodie of the Deftones, who are from Sacramento, right?
They're Mighty Mighty Deftones?
No, not that's that. That's the Mighty Mighty Boss Stones. Yeah. This is a maybe 90s rock band, still around.
Sure.
But they, on the sweatshirt I'm wearing, it says Sack Doe. So SACTO.
That's what they're saying. If you're catching Amtrak to the transplant of the show, and that's Jersey Ken. I got a house in the 95831, and they call it SAC.
You know what?
The streets. We're the street show.
I think
we call it SAC.
No.
Who the Warriors play tonight? SAC.
No, I think you're wrong.
Oh my God.
I think people from outside Sacramento call it SAC, but the people who actually live there don't like it. I know I wouldn't. SAC?
South SAC? You ain't heard of South SAC?
How about this? Let's call it. How about this? I got a new. Why don't we call Sacramento the Cap?
Yeah.
Capital.
Yeah.
The Cap.
Yeah.
Hey, Steiny, where you headed this weekend? I'm going to the Cap, baby.
Steiny.
See, that's the kind of stuff that I think of more than...
Give me Richmond, because this one is obvious.
Defensive front four.
Give me Richmond,
Steiny. To add to that, Steiny, they actually have their freeways called Cap City. Cap City Freeway.
Count it.
Capital Expressway, Ken.
Okay, let me see what else. You know, obviously Philly.
Give me Richmond.
Oh, like if you're from Santa Rosa, do you call it the 707? See, I don't like the prefixes because they're too easy. Yeah, the 415, the 610. Okay. Why does anybody call Emeryville the Ville? That should be automatic. Steiny, where you headed to the Ville? Yeah. Going to the Ville.
Mm-hmm. What else?
Oh, how about this? The Hills. That's the Oakland Hills. Where do you live? Hills. Just, that's kind of stuff I think about.
But you didn't even bring up
more than
Vallejo.
Patrick Mahomes.
What about Vallejo?
I don't have one for Vallejo.
Valley Joe.
Like, if you're going to just
It's E-40.
Do stuff without thinking.
Valley Joe? E-40's dubbed him Valley.
No, he didn't. He just made that up.
Well, come on, man.
I thought he was a great writer.
Dude, Valley Joe. And then what about Richmond? The Rich? That's the one you really just hurt me. You didn't even... Richmond.
Well, I just didn't
y'all
get to it.
The Rich.
I didn't get to it.
Well,
wait a minute.
You've never sounded wider,
well, hold on a sec.
I love you before.
I got a serious question. So, E-40 is one of the greatest rappers clearly in the Bay.
And he's got a verse referring to his hometown as Valley Joe.
Well, then how can he be the best rapper? That's like...
But it works, is what I'm saying.
Hey, 40.
What could you do with Vallejo? That's what I'm saying.
I'm not a great rapper.
Yeah.
But E-40 is... I never mess with legends. Only guys like Steph Curry. E-40? Has he lost a step? When did he say Valley Joe?
In a bunch of songs.
Probably 20 years ago.
Stop.
I don't think that would fly today.
I'm getting mad at Ken for giving the sack info because it's wrong. I love you, Ken. Except the band you got right. So that's what you think about walking the streets, huh?
Hey, you know, I used to work for KCBS Traffic. I actually still do. So that's what I refer to when I'm saying Cap City Freeway.
All right. Hey, I'm the street guy of the show. I give a street
barely.
Credit. The Yoon.
Steiny, listen, since 1984 by Mac Dre, Valley Joe.
With Mac Dre.
I thought those rappers could have come up with something a little more clever. That's all.
What could you do with Vallejo?
They're selling the tank. They do call San Jose the tank.
That's where the Sharks play.
Yeah, the creek. I'll give you that. Yeah. Pleasanton is P-Town.
Stop.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, my God.
That is true. You know, it's true. Well, there's also a P-Town in Massachusetts, Provincetown. It's the last city on the end of Cape Cod.
Okay.
Cape Cod.
Do they call Providence, Rhode Island, P-Town as well?
I don't think so.
Which is Providence?
Yeah, just probably Providence. Let's go to Dan in Oakland.
The town.
Dan in Oakland. He's from San Mateo. What's up, Dan? Give me something.
What's up? How you guys doing?
Enlighten me. Yeah.
So, a nickname for San Mateo I think is a really cool one. They call it the Matteo.
I've heard that, the Matteo.
The Matteo.
Look at him, the Matteo.
Dan, do you like the Matteo?
Yeah, I like it. It's cool.
There it is.
All right. Thanks,
the
Dan.
Matteo.
Appreciate it. The Matteo. Never heard that one. 408, Steiny, you're a dork, but I love you.
My boy Tone just texted in, Goo San Ho is correct. That's what we call it. Where y'all at? San Ho.
But see, here's the problem.
You leave off the Zay. You get it?
No.
San Ho.
Right. But here's the thing with that. That's not You're not.
So you ain't hip. That's all it
no,
is.
No, no, no.
You're not
sand, hip. I do not believe the hip people call it sand hub.
I don't know what to tell you.
I think they
you.
Call it something else.
Not the tank. That's where the sharks play. You're reaching.
I can't speak to it. I listen, I'm being honest. I don't know what they call San Jose. What the real people from San Jose. Like, I'm not taking your word for
I'm
it.
I'm from the Bay. So,
from Union yeah. City of what they call San Jose.
But the stack is the one you really hit out the park. Hayward.
Mike in Santa Clara. And then we'll get back to more important things like the nicknames. He wants to talk about the Niners defense. Hey, what's up, Mike? How you doing, buddy? Just kidding. You know I love
what's
you.
What's up, guys?
Hey, talk to us.
Yeah. Hey, Goo, you're still bleeding after that Dreamweaver solo from Steiny?
Oh, yeah, that was
easy, Mike.
That might have been some of his worst work.
Oh, man. Yeah. And right before I get to my – I have a question about the Niners for you, but – I went to San Jose State, and my buddies and I, we always called it the Josie for San Jose.
Mike, I love you.
I like that. That's my daughter's
not my
name.
Neck of the woods.
Yeah. One of my daughters'
the
names.
Josie ain't working.
Yeah. We called it the Josie. Back to sports. I'm just curious with if Mason was to somehow not play, how comfortable do you guys feel with Guerrero coming in and starting the job, you know? I mean, he did have that big-ass run against the Seahawks, but, you know, we haven't seen a whole lot of what he's been able to do in total. So I'm just curious on your comfortability level with him.
It's funny you say that, Stoney, if you allow me.
Thanks, Mike.
Cosell was also asked that question by Willard and Dibbs, and he said he wasn't, he's, you know, downhill runner, not slippery hips. You know what I mean? Not shifty. And he talked about J.P. Mason has some shiftiness, but he doesn't look at those two runners as the wiggle jiggle. You know what I mean? Like a McCaffrey or a Marshall Faulk. So he's coming straight at you. But I'm telling you, whoever's toting the rock this Sunday, Stoney, Kansas City's defense, I'm telling you, the people that know, their defense is badass. It's going to be hard to run.
Let's go to Brian in Sacramento. Hey, Brian, how you doing, my man? Welcome.
Hey, what's up, fellas? Hey. How you doing today?
Talk Dynamite. To us from Sac, baby.
Yeah, so I got a little bit of a perspective from both sides.
Cool.
I live in Sac now. I'm originally from San Jose. First of all, we never called it the tank, ever.
Gotcha.
If you're going to go see the Shark play,
right.
It was called the tank,
sure.
But never called that. We called it SJ. Sanjoski, and I'm married now, but back in my single days, due to the overpopulation of men, we even called it Man Jose at some point.
Oh, wow. Now that's a four, man.
Yeah, man. And so, you know, and now living in Sac for almost 2.5 years, I hear from the locals all the time they call it Sac.
They do.
I mean, they put me up on it.
Yeah.
So. I don't see anything wrong with it. I feel like the locals are the ones that put me up
man,
on
that. Yeah, that's it. That, man.
So, yeah, that's my opinion on that.
Love it.
Thanks,
who you
Brian.
Got, hey, Brian, who you got winning the game?
Which game?
Yeah, it doesn't matter. You, thanks, Brian.
Yeah,
appreciate it.
We got you.
He gave us better information.
Yeah, no doubt. Stoney, don't.
Man, I'm just saying.
You
listen.
Hating on my hipness. They call it Sack.
I'm just saying. Yeah. I don't think that's a flattering nickname. It's not like. Like, I don't know, Philadelphia's Philly. That's not bad, Philly.
Yeah.
Sack?
Wow. My man just got a gift, another one. That's great
sack.
Stuff. Yeah, Sack.
It's
straight
just,
and to the point.
It's
and when you're hip, you got to be a little hood, too. Stoney, where are you going, Sack? Not Jonesy. Could you imagine me telling Rutherford, meet me in San Jose. Ring around the Rosie, but not San Jose. You know, hey. Different strokes for different folks, right?
Sack is something that hangs at the bottom of something.
No.
You don't want to be at the bottom of anything if you're a city.
You know what? I tell you
what.
It's not
flattering.
When you're watching hoop this year, just peep how many times you got guys in the studio refer to the Kings as Sack. Who the Lakers playing today? Who the Warriors got? Sack.
Yeah. No, hey, if it's official, it's official. But all I'm saying is, give me the city or the town. Where would you rather live? The city, the town, or Sack? Yeah, I'm out on Sack.
Well, you ain't
hip. That's all.
It makes sense.
So that's why I always just say Sacramento, which, by the way, I like Sacramento. Yeah,
I call it Macramento.
Yeah, but nobody else does. And nobody else likes it. And nobody else even thinks it's clever. 888-95. Oh my gosh. I don't know if the boss would like this or not. We got full lines and nobody wants to talk Niners.
Oh boy. Oh, Scotty special. Okay.
I'm gonna do this. I got Baker, Brian, Ray, Bobby, Word, and Marvin. I'll get to your calls on the other side. We got to take a break. But yeah, let's get into...
I'm right.
And I'm going to tell you what it isn't. Let me tell you what I know ain't one. And you used it the other day. The Ock. That's not what they call Antioch.
On the other side too, Steiny, there's an injury update on the Kansas City Chiefs wide receiver.
But I
want to
talk
side.
About nicknames of cities in the Bay.
That's we're going to pay off the tees.
All righty. We'll tell you all about a lot of different things on the other side. Download the free Odyssey app and check us out on YouTube and Twitch. Powered by First NorCal Credit Union.
Mm-hmm. Xfinity here. How can we help?
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC's senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.